Hello, my friends. This is Sharon from my she shed. Actually, today I'm out taking a walk. It's just unbelievably beautiful out here. And beautiful blue sky. Just walking down the street. Sorry about that. Beautiful blue sky. And absolutely not a cloud in the sky anywhere. I'm just so blessed. I don't know, I grew up in Southern California, and, you know, it was, your neighbors were right there, you could hear their toilet flush. I went to college in the big city and all that kind of stuff, but the mountain has always called to my heart. The mountains have always been where I felt at home, and God loves me so much that He put me here. So beautiful. What I really love is when a cedar tree, a real big cedar tree, we used to have one in our front yard, when the sun hits it, somebody was just waving to me, sorry about that, when the sun hits it, that smell of the cedar, oh, it is so wonderful. And then, you know, I love winter. I love snow. I love autumn. There's something beautiful about each season. And my husband's so funny. I hate the cold. And then when it's in summertime, I hate the heat. But, you know, for me, I just, every season has something beautiful in it. And here we are. By the way, today is Saturday. And tomorrow morning, we turn our clocks ahead. So we kind of, well, if you go to bed early, you don't lose an hour of sleep. But anyway, it's just so beautiful out here. I just want to take a walk. You know, some things that I remember from my childhood that would bring me peace, and I'm hearing one of them right now, is the sound of a plane, a small plane, not a big one, flying overhead in the distance. That drone is just, I don't know why, but it's always been comforting to me. I remember, and I've had skin cancer surgery. I can't even tell you. It's almost a yearly thing for me. But I used to, in the 70s, I used to lay out in the sun. And I am not kidding you, we would, and some of you are laughing because you remember, we would put baby oil all over ourselves. We lay out there in our bikinis on our towel, our beach towels in the yard, and just fry our skin. And of course I'm paying for it now. But that's one of the things I remember, was just closing my eyes when I heard a little plane flying over. And it's just such a, you can hear it now. It's, I don't know. I'm probably the only one who feels that way. I love the smell of, when I hear somebody mowing their grass, and you can smell that freshly cut grass smell. It smells so good. So spring is here, almost. And we can enjoy it. We are praying, of course, for more rain. And evidently, here in Trinity County anyway, we're expecting quite a storm tomorrow night, on Sunday night. And I know that you may not be listening to this on Saturday, but my whole point is we have about half of, not even half of the volume of rain that we need in order just to be at a normal level. So, you know, we continue to pray for rain and believe that it's coming. We're going to get that storm tomorrow night, and it's supposed to bring quite a bit of snow up in the higher elevations, certainly up at 3,000, maybe even higher. I mean lower, excuse me. So, right now I'm preparing for my women's gathering on March 27th. We're having a gathering that's called Woman to Woman. And each woman is going to have a 5-minute segment where she will be sharing a part of herself, a part of her heart, whether it's a dance, a painting, a drawing, a poem, a song. You get the idea. And we're going to have worship for about half, first half hour. It's going to be from 10 to 12:30. And I'm so excited about the turnout. We have, in this little group that I put out there for this purpose, the group is called Trinity Graceful Women. Graceful Women. Two words. Three words. Anyway, we have over 28 women now in that little group. I thought maybe we'd get 10, you know. So we're hungry. We're hungry to get together. Each woman who attends is going to get a little gift. And my husband says, could you explain why when women get together, they have to have gifts? And my answer to him was, well, you wouldn't understand, so no, I really, it's not worth the air to try to explain it to you, because you're a guy, you won't understand. And just a little something, you know, funny. There's such a difference between men and women with regard to things like that. And my husband is very utilitarian. Doesn't have to be pretty. If it works, that's good enough. Well, anyway, that's my day. Just wanted to share a little snippet with you. God bless you. Enjoy the beautiful weather, whatever it looks like. And remember, you are loved. Bye-bye from the She Shed.